This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi. Now to sports audio that we've been teasing for many segments, but we're finally going to get to it and play it for you.
Hey, look at us.
Because we care about you. So we were talking about John Mateer, and he's the quarterback who put sports betting on his Venmo description of...
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Sending money to a friend.
It was a colorful Venmo account, to say the least.
And he says he was just... Yeah,
he's just joshing.
Joshing.
And in case you're wondering, yes, he had some sports gambling. He also had a fee on there for turning gay.
Right.
So,
and slapping your balls.
Yeah. So there does appear to be some level of immature humor.
I mean, I'm 50 years old and I even try to be cheeky on my Venmo descriptions.
It happens.
I think the kids, that's what they do.
Yes.
At any rate, now Michael Porter Jr. of NBA fame.
Yeah, he's not being folksy. This is him telling the truth, which is kind of problematic considering that your brother is currently suspended and being investigated for sports gambling.
Yeah. So he was on a podcast. I don't know whose podcast.
He's on
some
a
dumb
pod.
Podcast.
And he was in a wife beater and was looking very relaxed on a couch.
Yeah, he's a goob. And here's what he had to say about sports betting.
Sports gambling stuff can affect that a lot.
100%.
Think about it.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes that do the sports betting. But think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo,
no,
bet $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation. You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad and it's only gonna get worse, bro. Like we really do get death threats. Like
somebody doesn't hit a parlay.
Crazy part is you can't win anymore because if I do too good, I'm messing up the people that bet on the under. And if I bet, if they bet on my over, like, you know what I'm saying? So you're messing up some people's money. If they bet on your under or over, you're messing up some people's money.
You know what's crazy? You think about this is only in probably like what, 13 states right now?
Well, no, I've never. Have you ever you've obviously gotten DM before, like, oh, you my parlay,
bro? What do you remember? The dude who was the dude in the football playoffs that missed the catch in the end zone?
Yeah,
what was his name? He played on the
was it this past year?
Yeah, the past year, and he missed the catch. You know what I'm talking about? It was like he had that catch right in the end
Mark
zone.
Andrews.
Like Andrews.
God. Anyway, a little too much information there, yeah. Mike.
Which, by the way, is exactly what your brother was doing.
Yes.
And I love how he's like.
Exactly what the brother was doing.
I love how he's like, I would never do it, but. And by the way.
So he's basically revealing that everybody's doing this.
Yes.
And yes, and his brother went down for it, although he did say he was talking about what my brother went through,
yeah.
Not what his brother is going through. So what does that mean? Like,
well, his brother's suspended, is never going to play again. We know that.
And so that's over?
I don't know. I mean, he's suspended. I don't know if he's going to go to prison for it. But, I mean, by the way, what you're doing, not only is it going to get you banned, but it can get you arrested. It's not good. Especially over state lines, you can get in some trouble doing that. But the idea that you're so dumb, like if you're making millions of dollars and you're willing to risk your career to get some of your homies, I believe he said, boys, whatever,
a little bag,
your little bag. So you're willing to risk your entire career over getting 10 people, $10,000. You're making like $25 million a year. Couldn't you just write him a check for $100,000 and not lose your career? I mean, seems a little...
Yeah, you wouldn't have to give anything away, though, this way.
Seems a little short-sighted. So it's like this. I get the idea that it's uncomfortable that sports has become so intertwined with gambling. It used to be like this big no-no, and now you have owners that own parts of companies. ESPN, by the way, is now owning the NFL Network, and ESPN partners with betting networks. So I get that it's all kind of very blurry. But at the same time, why is it hard for athletes to understand that while it may be a blurry line, there's one line that is crystal clear, and that's you can't bet on games because you're involved in those games? Why is that such a hard concept? I don't get it.
Well, I think what he's saying is, isn't he saying he's not betting on it? He doesn't need to bet on it, but he can get his buddies a quick bag by just telling them what he's going to do.
Yes, but again.
And that's obviously bad, but I feel like that's what he was. I feel like he's saying that a lot of the league does that.
But again, that's my point when he says that this gambling thing is bad and he's kind of doing that. Why wouldn't you do it? And everyone's doing it. There's no ambiguity there. That's not a blurry line. Like if you want to and this is why I don't care whether they do it or not. If you want to risk your career, if you want to risk prison time, if you want to risk getting caught, this is why I have no sympathy for Pete Rose. Dude, there's one thing and like one thing only in sports that will get you banned. We've had guys in the NFL murder people and come back and play. Henry Ruggs is going to come back and play in the NFL, right? You can beat your wife. You can federal drug charges, Nate Newton. You can do a lot of things. The one, Adrian Peterson's out there beating his kids. Tyreek Hill's throwing his pregnant mama down steps, possibly breaking his kid's arm, allegedly. Right? You can do pretty much whatever the hell you want. The one thing you can't do is gamble. And yet we act like it's asking these athletes or coaches or people affiliated, who is the Alabama baseball coach, we're acting like we're asking these people to like go to the moon. Like it's this monumental task when all you have to do is not gamble. It's stunning to me that we've gotten to this point where like, well, we can't really ask these guys to not do it, right? Because everyone else is doing it. It's such a low bar to clear. And yet every one of these morons that talks about it acts as if it's inevitable that people are going to do it.
Well,
cool. Thanks for coming.
I think Porter, one, is an idiot. And two,
true.
He's not. I just.
What an idiot.
He's just not in that lexicon. Like he doesn't. I think to him, he thinks he could do that and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Because he's not betting.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's how dummy.
Which
you know
is
what I mean?
Nuts when it happened to your brother and he's got suspended indefinitely for doing what you
but,
just
I mean,
talked about.
He basically just snitched on the whole league.
Yeah.
And you know people are going looking at his game logs now.
Well, I think he was trying to say, oh, what my brother did, that's just
not
that's just a thing. That's just a thing that's out there that people do. And you're
not,
like,
not me,
well, wait, hold on a second. It
but then he's
be.
Like, well, think about it. Well, yeah, no, we've thought about it. We've seen it. And I mean,
and you're gonna
shut up. Who keeps talking to him? Who keeps putting a microphone in front of his face? Stop asking him questions.
Yeah. I just... I refuse to clutch my pearls. It's easier than ever to catch these guys. More and more are being caught. And when you do get caught and you get booted from the league or you end up doing jail time, I have no sympathy for you. I didn't care when Pete Rose got caught. I don't care when Jonte Porter got caught. I don't care when the Alabama coach got caught. That Alabama coach, we looked it up. He was making like $400,000 or $500,000 a year. And he got canned for what, like, it's like an $8,000 bet or something?
He tipped the pitching report that like one of his starters was going to be scratched and told his, yeah, told his buddy, go load up on the other team.
So, like I said, $10,000, yeah, little bag. They come from nothing. So, cool, you want to get your buddies $10,000?
And I think they got caught because they wanted to bet more. And the casino's like, you can't bet more than $10,000 on this baseball game. And he's like, but look, I've got the info right here.
Yeah. This is my thing, is like, dumbasses get caught and I will not have sympathy. And I just don't ask me to somehow demonize an entire institution because a handful of jackasses can't figure it out. Was it the Lions players that were gambling while at the facility? And yes, some of the stuff is silly. Like if you're an NFL player, you can gamble on basketball, but you can't gamble on basketball inside the facility. So I get that there's like, that may be a weird blurry
like
line.
A technicality.
That's a technicality. But again, it's not asking that much of an athlete to realize.
Just don't do that here.
Don't do that. Like that's all they asked Jameson Williamson to do, or Jameson Williams to do, is not gamble on the NBA or a college football while you're at the facility, and he still couldn't do it. Like it's just sometimes you can't fix stupid.
I got a few Michael Porter Jr. unders coming up this year.
Take myself after 3 minutes.
You know. Just in case.
You just start betting unders left and right.
It'd be an easy little bag.
Easy little bag. So you're like, you're going to your buddies. You're like, hey, man, I don't want to give you any money, but by the way, Michael, if you got like a bunch of your boys and they all start gambling $10,000, you realize sports books are pretty smart and they will pick up on this.
And it's not even like telling your guys, hey, I talked to the coach and he's got me out of the rotation tonight, or just giving insider info. It's saying, hey, I will fake an injury for you to get this.
Yeah.
Like that's the part that.
That's what he said.
I can't believe you're saying that part out loud.
Yeah. You know it's going on all the time too.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
It's probably not that, like you said, the sports books, even the leagues are tracking this stuff.
Yes.
Like they take this seriously. It's probably not that hard to figure out who may be doing this.
Yeah. And more, like I said, more and more people are getting caught. happened in college, happened in the NFL.
The leagues and the big books are working together because the big books don't want the money to go away. No. Like, so,
They'll get deregulated fast.
Because the moment this becomes like a major thing and you get an NFL player or an NBA guy that's throwing a big playoff game and there's $1 million on the line or whatever, there will be a state senator somewhere that comes through and clutches the pearls and will rip away and the license.
It's already happening in Ohio. There's legislation on the table to limit prop betting after the Cleveland Guardians pitchers throwing that stuff, and that's going to cut into the handle.
The only saving grace that people will have on this is there's so many billionaires now that have stakes in this stuff, from Jerry Jones to ESPN or whatever. And once you get the rich guys that are making money on something, it's hard to...
Smiles and glory hope.
It's hard to get that thing turned around. Suddenly senators are like, I'm outraged. Well, I feel that we need to examine this issue a little further. And
we could do a lot of good with some of the taxes we could put on this.
The Dallas Mavericks owners start getting involved. And like, well, let's slow down here and maybe we can work out some contributions to this. Gambling isn't going away. So, it's only going to increase from here.
We've got some baseball items coming up next. How about those New York baseball teams, huh?
Hey, Pete Alonso did something big today.
And how did the lady ump do? The lady ump. Let's talk some lady umps.
Her lovely lady umps?
There you go. I teed you right up. It took you a second, but you got it. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.